Today is June 19, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover Anthropic's zero-notice export control shutdown of its top frontier models, Microsoft Copilot Cowork's general availability, and what its credit pricing means for your cost architecture, and the concrete case for private inference investment in regulated industries. $5 million. That is the Moonshots panel's conservative estimate for what a 500-workflow enterprise loses in direct productivity during a 72-hour AI model outage. Now, here is the part that should get your board's attention. That outage happened this week, it lasted less than 90 minutes to execute, and the enterprises affected had zero advance warning. Here is what occurred. A U.S. government export control directive resulted in Anthropic disabling two of its most capable frontier models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5, globally, within 90 minutes. No notice to enterprise customers, no migration window, no SLA recourse. Dave Kellogg, speaking on the Moonshots podcast alongside Peter Diamandis, Salim Ismail, and Alex Karp, described his experience this way. In the one day he had unfettered access to Fable 5, it could work indefinitely on complex research problems. Then it was gone. He called the capability gap between Fable 5 and its predecessor Opus 4.8, quote, night and day for analytical tasks. That gap is the strategic problem. It is not just that access was cut. It is that the model being cut represented a step function improvement over every available alternative. And the architectural implication, as Salim Ismail stated directly on the podcast, is unambiguous. This event will drive every company in the world to run a model on premises because you cannot risk building an entire production stack on a cutting-edge hosted model that can be blocked arbitrarily overnight. The strategic play for your board is this: single-vendor frontier model dependency is no longer an acceptable architecture. Full stop. The implementation response requires at minimum two frontier API providers and one on-premises open-weight fallback. Tools like Light LLM make this practical. It provides a unified interface across more than 100 model providers with automatic failover logic, so your application code does not change when a provider goes dark. The recommended on-premises candidates from the panel are Meta's Llama 3.170 billion parameter model and Mistral Large, both deployable via VLLM and exposed as OpenAI-compatible endpoints, meaning zero application layer changes for teams already on the OpenAI SDK. The cost of this orchestration layer runs roughly $150,000 to $400,000 in implementation. Against a $5 million disruption scenario, that is an asymmetry that justifies the capital conversation today. Building on the multi-model theme, Microsoft's Copilot Cowork reached general availability this week, and its pricing structure makes model routing a direct cost lever, not just an architectural one. The model is credit-based at 1 cent per credit. What determines your credit burn on any given task? Four factors: which model was used, how much context was retrieved, how many tool calls were made, and how long the task ran. Microsoft's own task classification maps lightweight single-source tasks to its proprietary Cowork 1 model at the lowest tier, medium complexity tasks to Claude Sonnet 4.6, and heavy multi-source reasoning tasks to Claude Opus 4.8 or GPT 5.5. The most concrete ROI benchmark available for this pattern comes from Afterfactory, whose model routing feature saved $13 million across its customer base in the first 30 days of private preview. $13 million. That is not a projected figure. That is a realized cost reduction from intelligent task classification. If your organization is running significant Copilot or agentic workloads, routing logic deserves a line item on your optimization roadmap. Also crossing from early adopter to enterprise standard this week, Greptile, the automated code review tool. It is already in production at NVIDIA, Compass, WorkOS, Zapier, Brex, and Scale. The key capability is that it posts structured pull request comments with a 0 to 5 merge safety confidence score and file level change summaries, and those structured outputs can be consumed by downstream coding agents like Cursor or Codex to automatically address the flagged issues without human triage. That closes the review to fix loop in CI/CD pipelines that previously required an engineer in the middle. The practitioner benchmark, for a 10-engineer team spending 4 hours per week each on code review, automating 50% of first-pass review cycles recaptures 20 engineer hours per week, valued at over $200,000 annually at senior engineering rates. Now let's get into the private inference trade-off, because the economics have shifted materially. Eric Voorhees documented on The Journeyman what practitioners are now confirming in production. The model that Anthropic had as its leading model 3 months ago is now available in open source at 90% less than Anthropic charges to serve it today. For organizations spending $500,000 or more annually on managed AI APIs, the math on private inference has tipped. But the decision is not binary. The correct architecture is a hybrid routing layer that classifies workloads across two independent dimensions: data sensitivity and capability requirement. Regulated or confidential data routes to private inference regardless of the capability needed. Public or internal data with genuine frontier reasoning requirements routes to managed APIs. Public data with classification or summarization tasks routes to cheap managed open source inference on platforms like Together AI or Fireworks AI. Here is the trade-off laid out plainly: managed API advantages, zero infrastructure overhead, access to genuine frontier capability, no GPU procurement lead time. Managed API disadvantages: Data Transit's third-party infrastructure, which has direct GDPR, HIPAA, and attorney-client privilege implications, zero notice termination as demonstrated this week, and per-token costs ranging from $3 to $15 per million tokens. Private inference advantages: data sovereignty, predictable costs, no regulatory access risk, and 60 to 90% cost reduction on eligible workloads. Private inference disadvantages: $150,000 to $400,000 initial deployment, a 2 to 3 month build-out timeline, 1 to 2 full-time ML engineering headcount ongoing, and a capability ceiling roughly 3 months behind closed frontier models. For regulated industries, financial services, healthcare, legal, the Moonshots panel was unambiguous. As Kellogg stated, "The government now tells you what you can and cannot release, and that is not going away." The Anthropic event demonstrated that government access restrictions can apply to any model with zero advance notice. For these organizations, private inference for workloads touching sensitive data is a compliance posture, not a cost optimization. More importantly, and this is an immediate action item for legal and platform teams, the Moonshots panel's analysis of Anthropic's Fable 5 terms documentation revealed that Anthropic retained every prompt for 30 days, even for enterprise customers who had negotiated zero data retention agreements. That is a contractual compliance failure with direct breach of contract implications for any software company reselling AI capabilities. Legal review of all AI vendor contracts for data retention clauses, model version guarantees, and SLA commitments is not a future roadmap item. It is a this week action. Two additional findings from this week's research deserve a spot in your capital planning model. First, what Salim Ismail termed Salim's Law on the Moonshots podcast: every 10 times drop in token costs enables 100 times more experiments. This is a design constraint for AI pipeline economics, not a theoretical observation. SemiAnalysis estimates that Claude's $200 per month plan allowed up to $8,000 per month in actual token consumption, and ChatGPT's max plan allowed up to $14,000 per month. Massive implicit subsidies that are now being unwound as AI labs approach public market scrutiny. Any AI business case built on current per-token pricing needs a stress test against 2 to 4 times price normalization over 18 to 24 months. Build a 30 to 40% cost buffer into ROI projections before presenting to finance leadership. Second, the post-training economics finding. Legal AI company Harvey is running post-trained versions of open models in concert with frontier models to achieve higher domain-specific performance at lower cost. The general principle is that a model fine-tuned on proprietary domain data can outperform a generic frontier model on in-domain tasks by 15 to 25% while costing 60 to 80% less per token. The prerequisites are concrete: 100,000 or more high-quality labeled domain examples, a clean data pipeline, a model evaluation framework, and MLOP's infrastructure. Below 50,000 domain-specific training examples, the ROI case does not close. Do not invest in post-training until your data volume is there. Finally, a hard infrastructure planning constraint that belongs in your 3-year capital plan. Epic AI data cited by Diamandis on the Moonshots podcast shows the record for compute in a single AI data center has doubled every 7 months since August of 2024, and global AI computing capacity is growing at 3.3 times per year. Transformer hardware procurement lead times are 2.5 to 3 years. That means private AI infrastructure conversations with vendors like GE Vernova or Siemens need to start now to receive capacity by 2028. This is not a strategic preference. It is a hard engineering timeline. The critical risk-opportunity pairing this week is straightforward. The risk. Every day your production AI stack runs on a single hosted frontier provider, you carry unquantified operational exposure to zero-notice government-directed access termination, silent model downgrade, and retroactive data retention violations, any one of which can create 7-figure liability. The opportunity. Organizations that move now to multi-provider orchestration with an on-premises fallback, route workloads intelligently by sensitivity and capability tier, and stress-test AI vendor contracts will have a structural resilience advantage that compounds as regulatory pressure on frontier models increases. The architectural work is bounded, the tooling is mature, and the business case math is no longer theoretical. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.